Chapter 4. However, the inspired word clearly says that in later times some will fall away from the faith, paying attention to misleading inspired statements and teachings of demons, by means of the hypocrisy of men who speak lies, whose conscience is seared as with a branding iron. They forbid marriage and command people to abstain from foods that God created to be partaken of with thanksgiving by those who have faith and accurately know the truth. For every creation of God is fine, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified through God's word and prayer over it. By giving this counsel to the brothers, you will be a fine minister of Christ Jesus, one nourished with the words of the faith and of the fine teaching that you have followed closely. But reject irreverent false stories like those told by old women. On the other hand, train yourself with godly devotion as your aim, for physical training is beneficial for a little, but godly devotion is beneficial for all things, as it holds promise of the life now and the life that is to come. That statement is trustworthy and deserves full acceptance. This is why we are working hard and exerting ourselves, because we have rested our hope on a living God who is a Savior of all sorts of men, especially of faithful ones. Keep on giving these commands and teaching them. Never let anyone look down on your youth. Instead, become an example to the faithful ones in speaking, in conduct, in love, in faith, in chasteness. Until I come, continue applying yourself to public reading, to exhortation, to teaching. Do not neglect the gift in you that was given you through a prophecy when the body of elders laid their hands on you. Ponder over these things, be absorbed in them, so that your advancement may be plainly seen by all people. Pay constant attention to yourself and to your teaching. Persevere in these things, for by doing this you will save both yourself and those who listen to you.